Well, in Auckland, like all other concerned Zimbabweans, what we've done or what I've done personally as an individual is more of enhancing myself academically. There is so many New Zealanders and so many Zimbabweans to say we've got dual citizenship. We've come from Zimbabwe and the whole of Africa at large that have settled in this country, New Zealand. I am also one of those. And in pursuit of a brighter future and perhaps investment backward back in Zimbabwe, what we've done is enhancing ourselves as individuals academically. So I also enhance myself academically in the studies of communication and journalism.
Now, tell us a bit about what you are doing, you know, in terms of business.
Like I said earlier on, the arena overseas is about investment. And I also went into that very same kind of area and sphere of investment after having done a master's in business administration at one of the universities in Auckland. And I decided to pick on communications in its widest perspective. So there is Australian companies that send items to New Zealand, and there is American companies and individuals that are sending items to New Zealand. So what I did is I opened a company that deals with accepting all those items or the selected contracts, and we redistribute them or deliver them around Auckland.
How viable is that company?
New Zealand as a developing country is a consumeristic environment or a consumeristic country, meaning there is very little production done here. The main trend in terms of business dealings is just consumption. So you'll find most business is mainly about just consumption as in stuff that has been manufactured away from New Zealand, just being brought into the country for distribution purposes. You find automobiles, for instance, as a distribution within the country is one of the biggest investments. The same kind of communications that I'm talking about is very big business. And also, again, in the communications sector, we've got a very huge number of Zimbabweans, mainly young guys who used to work for companies like the PTC, as in the telecommunications back home. They're all here digging trenches and stuff like that for the fiber optic. All that is still communications. And those are the major kind of businesses. The other type of business that is very, very viable in New Zealand is construction. The population of the country is below 5 million at the present moment. And construction in terms of building houses and stuff like that, you'll find mostly it's all about people from Africa, trades people from Africa coming to sort of like put New Zealand on the world map.
Now, finally, do you have any message for Zimbabweans?
Well, Zimbabwe is home. And like they say, home is best. We are in New Zealand, or perhaps we are in the diaspora, including those that are in Australia, those that are in the UK, those that are in wherever, including the USA. We are also concerned about the deteriorating state of the economy. Therefore, I'm also one of those who is seriously concerned about that. And the main activities that we are all involved in as young Zimbabweans or old Zimbabweans in the diaspora is investment back home and also assisting our grandparents and relatives and also the whole community at large in terms of putting food on the table.